Welcome back. It is the Morning Blitz here on KCOU 88.1 FM and online at KCOU.fm. We're about to be joined by a guy that I haven't actually talked on the radio with in quite some time. His name's Chris Kamler. He's on Twitter at the Fake Ned. Chris, how are you doing today, my man?
M-I-Z, man. What's going on, Brandon?
M-I-Z-Z-O-U. I'm doing really well. Hey, you guys are doing something that's really cool. And it's the hashtag Songwoo to KC for if anybody wants to get involved in this. Can you explain exactly what's going on with Royals fans right now and with Sungwoo coming to America for the first time?
I'll try, dude. It's been crazy. So Sungwoo Lee is a 30-something businessman in South Korea, and that's not that unreasonable, but he is a Royals fan. He has been a Royals fan for 20 years. He basically picked the team out of a hat. He didn't want to pick a favorite like the Yankees or the Cardinals or anything, so he picked the Royals. He's been following the Royals for 20 years. Since the advent of the Internet, he's been watching the games online. Not only watching the games online, but he's been waking up at 2 and 3 in the morning to watch every game live on MLB.com. And he tweets about it. He's very interactive with the Royals Twitter community. He's intelligent about the team. He knows what's going on. He is a giant fan of the Royals. And, you know, I met him a couple years ago, and when we've been needling him, he's met Danny Duffy and other folks, and we've all been needling him to come to the United States and see a game. He said he's told me it's his lifelong dream to come and see a game at the K. And so a ton of reasons why he couldn't. It's difficult to get vacation in Korea. He's had a family member that's been ill. Just a lot of things. But he's finally going to check this off of his bucket list. As I speak, he is on a plane. He just landed in Tokyo. He's going through customs. He's coming to America, and he will be in Kansas City at 5:30 tonight, and he will be in Kauffman Stadium on Saturday to watch his first Royals game from Kauffman Stadium. How cool is that?
It's so awesome, man. It makes me so proud to be a Royals fan to see you guys doing something like this. And once again, we're speaking with Chris Kamler. He's on Twitter at the Fake Ned. You can follow Sungwoo on Twitter as well at KoreanFan_KC, and you can read the story to get a little bit more of the background information on Pine Tar Press. It's just pinetarpress.com. So if there was no invent of Twitter, if social media was non-existent, this wouldn't be able to happen, right? Something like this would have never come together.
No, no way. There's no way. And that's kind of, you know, every fan base, I know Mizzou has a good fan base on Twitter, but the Royals fan base is just a little unique. I mean, we're tortured. And so we all kind of congregate together, we commiserate together, and Sungwoo is a giant part of that because he has this positivity about him and this passion for the team that, you know, he always kind of makes us feel better about being a Royals fan. So I'm extremely interested to see if that shows through when I meet him face to face. My guess is that it will. He's just a big fan, and, you know, he's going to get to see these things that we kind of take for granted for the first time, and that's what I'm most excited about.
Is there any sort of language barrier that you guys are going to have when he gets to the United States? I know he tweets well. I mean, he's super interactive, as you said, on Twitter, but how is that going to work in person? Can he speak English pretty well? Or?
Yeah, I have no idea. we are guessing. Now, one of the gentlemen that he's staying with is kind of a mixed Korean family, and so they'll be able to talk with him, but I have no idea. I've had a couple of radio stations contact me and say, hey, can we have Sungwoo on? I'm like, guys, I don't know if he speaks any English. So we're going to find out tonight. We've all got, like, these translator apps downloaded on our phones just in case. I think he speaks broken English, and broken English for Koreans is better than broken Korean for Americans. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think he'll be able to do conversational, you know, a little bit. He knows baseball very well. He tweets through a translator app. So I'm honestly not sure, but it's going to be interesting. We, tomorrow we're going to take him around to a bunch of museums in Kansas City. He wants to go to the Negro Leagues Museum. He wants to go to the World War I Museum. And so we've actually gotten some volunteers from a local high school, a couple of Korean kids, to go around with him and do translations for him tomorrow. It's very generous by those guys, Summit Christian Academy and Lee Summit here. So they're going to take him around. And if for folks in Columbia who have never been to the Negro Leagues Museum, it's a really, really special place. And it's not just a special place, but it's almost a religious experience. Plus, we're going to get Bob Kendrick, who is the director of the museum, to take him around. And if you've ever heard him talk, it's just, he needs to hear those words. And so I wanted to make sure that at least for his first day in town, he had a translator. And then the rest of it, we're just going to wing it. We really don't know.
And you guys are going to a Chiefs game as well, right?
We got a bunch of folks to donate some Chiefs tickets, so we're going to go to the Chiefs game on Thursday. You can't be in Kansas City and not go to a Chiefs game. I mean, I don't care who you are. So we're going to do that Friday, where he wanted to see one of the farm teams. So we're going to drive down to Bentonville, Arkansas. We're just going to get in the car and drive down and see a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game and drive right back. Sunday, we're going to have a big tailgate. So if anybody's in town, Saturday, if anybody's in town Saturday, 3 o'clock, we're just going to light the fire on the grill and be out at the K and do hot dogs and hamburgers and beers and go to the game on Saturday. That'll be his first time to see a game on Saturday. He's going to go to Saturday through Wednesday. He's got tickets to all the games through a local radio station here in town. And then the other giant highlight is that Monday, the Royals called him about a week ago and asked if he'd throw out the first pitch to the game on Monday. So the Royals have been phenomenal with this. Everybody in town has been just so great. We're all kind of crusty and mean to each other on Twitter a lot, but to see these, everybody has just been, and I'm probably the worst of them, but everybody has just been so generous with their time. They're donating, you know, a couple of bucks here and there for, you know, incidentals. It's just, it's been awe-inspiring. And if you're in town, head to that pinetarpress.com. There's this full agenda. He's got a busy agenda while he's here in town. But we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And he'll sleep good on the plane ride back, that's for sure.
Once again, we're speaking with Chris Campbell. You can follow him on Twitter, at TheFakeNet. If you want to get involved in discussing this on Twitter, you can use the hashtag Sungwoo to KC. It's Sungwoo, and it's 2KC. When I see stuff like this, it just kind of reminds me why I love sports, because we get caught up in all the minutia of it. We get caught up in, is David Glass a good owner? Is he a terrible owner? Is he the reason why this team's going down? Is Dayton Moore the worst GM in sports? Like all these different things that we get caught up in, and it's normally just negative, negative, negative. And then you hear about something like this, and you're like, dang, man, it is good to be a sports fan. Like, this stuff is really cool to hear about. Is that how you've been taking all this in?
Brandon, you nailed it, man. Just imagine walking into the K for the first time and how that feels, or Mizzou Arena or not.
Especially
Mizzou
after
Arena.
Being a fan for 20
example.
Years.
Maybe Faurot Field, yeah. You know, Faurot Field, Allen Fieldhouse, Arrowhead Stadium, these places that are magical, but at the same time, we overlook them because we're there, you know, quite a bit, or, you know, we're there just a couple times a year. But it's going to be so cool for him to walk in Kauffman Stadium and see the grass. I mean, arenas in Korea are, you know, they're domes and they're that AstroTurf and that crummy look. He's going to be blown away. He's very, very shy as well. And so I think we're going to scare the hell out of him, but that's okay. I think we're allowed. You're so right, man. It's just going to be such a magical moment to see through his eyes for the first time Kauffman Stadium. And that really rekindles my love of sports as well. It's going to be pretty cool.
Once again, we're speaking with Chris Campbell. You can follow him on Twitter, at TheFakeNed. You guys were asking for some recommendations on that Pine Tar Press piece. You guys got to take him to Oklahoma Joe's, right? That's got to be on the agenda at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. We're going to be down around Bryant. So we're going to probably hit Bryant's tomorrow. But he is staying with a couple of families down there in Olathe. So I'm sure Oklahoma Joe's will get hit, depending on how much he likes barbecue. We're gonna shove some barbecue in him. There's no doubt about it. He's gonna be overwhelmed with barbecue. I'm not sure. I don't know what he eats. I probably need to email that out and see if he's got any dietary restrictions. He made a funny joke yesterday. We were talking about hot dogs and how many hot dogs he can eat. He says a lot of people in Korea eat dog, but not me. I haven't had a dog either. I was like, okay.
We'll go with it. Last thing here about this, before I want to ask you a couple questions about the Royals, how can others get involved if they want to help with this whole thing, with this whole situation, with the Sungwoo coming to Kansas City? How can they get involved? What can they do?
You can tweet at me at TheFakeNed. You can follow the hashtag Sungwoo, T-O-K-C. We just really just want people to come out. We're going to meet him at the airport tonight. If you're in Kansas City, it's Terminal C at KCI. He lands at 5:30. We're going to go have some pizza, let him get some rest. And then tomorrow, if you've never been to some of these museums and just want to come tag along, we're going to be at the Negro Leagues Museum at 10 o'clock and then see where the wind takes us at that point in time. The full agenda is on there. All of these are open to the public, I guess. We're just throwing it out there. And if you want to come meet Sungwoo, most of all, if you're at one of the games this weekend or through Wednesday, we'll have our locations out there. If you just want to go shake his hand, he would get a kick out of that. He's so friendly, he's approachable, and he just wants to meet Royals fans because he's met a lot of you online, and he really just wants to return that love and kind of feel what it's like to be a true Kansas Cityan for a week.
Once again, he is the Fake Net on Twitter. You can hashtag this Sungwoo T-O-K-C, and you could read the story about this whole thing and how it all kind of came together on pinetarpress.com. I got a couple quick questions for you on the Royals before I get you out of here. Chris, first of all, what have you made of the season so far? Pretty complex question.
There's two brand new roller coasters here in town. There's the Verrucks over here at Schlitterbahn, and then there's this other one at World of Fun. And then there's also the Kansas City Royals, because this has been the craziest season. The expectations were extremely high. I would not say that they've met expectations so far. But at the end of the day, with all of the issues, with the Eric Hosmer injury, with the Jason Vargas injury, with Billy Butler having frying pan hands for a glove, we're only a game and a half out of the playoffs here, guys. So say what you will, but the Royals are in it and look to be in it for a while, because after this week, we play Oakland and San Francisco this week. After this week, our schedule kind of softens up, and we play teams like Minnesota and Chicago, and they are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What do I make of this season? If anybody can make anything of it, it's scrambled eggs right now, and I don't think they've got enough to make it, but they've proved me wrong almost all year. So I'm excited. It'll be a fun August and September for sure.
And last thing for you here, if they do make it into that one game wild card, somehow, some way, by the magic of the Royals, or if Sungwoo rubs off some voodoo magic on this team this weekend, is that enough? Is that good enough to just make it to that one game playoff if they do end up losing there?
Oh, the cynic in me says no, but
it is, right? It is. It's a playoff.
It'll get them off. It'll get them off that list. That list of, you know, the longest of any professional team has not been to a playoff is 29 years, and that's held by the Kansas. It'll get them off that list, and so that'll be a success. I'll be there, or I'll be watching, so, you know, it'll be a big deal. I think it looks like they would face, like, the Angels or the Blue Jays or something for that. I'm not sure we could stack up in a one-game series against a team like that, but, you know, it'll be fun. It'll certainly – that will also have meant, you know, that we've survived the last 2 weeks of the season, which, you know, last year we had that Justin Maxwell homer, and it was a fun last couple of weeks of the season. So this town will be crazy. This town will be nuts. It'll be blue for sure. And maybe even that blue will stretch over to Columbia. I know it's usually a red town, but we'll probably get
We're trying to convert it, man. It's really tough when they've got all those World Series rings over there. He's Chris Gambler. He is at the Fake Net on Twitter. Chris, really appreciate you for joining me, man. And what you guys are doing, it's really incredible. So give my thanks to everybody that's been involved. Really appreciate you for joining us this morning on the Morning Blitz.
Hey, if I could get him down to CJ's for some wings, I would do it. But it's a little bit out of the way right now. So
get him some barbecue on me. That'll be enough. All right, He is Chris Gambler. He's on Twitter at the Fake Ned. What they are doing, man, so cool. So cool what they've been able to do. And once again, the hashtag is hashtag Sungwoo, T-O-K-C, and you can read the story on pinetarpress.com. If you want to follow Sungwoo on Twitter, he's at KoreanFan_KC, spelled just like it sounds. Coming up next, I think we saw a light into how Mizzou views their offense yesterday. And if I'm right, we're in for a real treat coming up this season. I'll explain it next on the Morning Blitz on KCOU 88.1 FM and online at KCOU.FM.